All right, let me start today's discussion by reading from the book of Luke, chapter 16. This is our Spiritual Economic Empowerment and Development Strategy Seminar. Did I say 16 or 19? I meant to say 19, sorry. From verse 12, he said, nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return, and he called 10 of his slaves or bond servants and gave them 10 minas and said to them, do business with these until I come back. What did he say? Do business with these until I come back. He said, but the citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. And it came about, verse 15, that when he had returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves to whom he had given the money be called to him in order that he might know what business they had done. And the first appeared, saying, Master, your mina has made 10 more minas. One mina being a unit of money, I think about 100 days' wages. I think a mina is about 100 denarii, all right, of those days. And he said to him, well done, good slave. Behold, you have been faithful in a very little thing, being authority over 10 cities. And second came saying, your mina master has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, you are to be over 5 cities. That is, in summary, what he said to him is that you are a faithful servant in a very little thing, but you have demonstrated the capacity, all right, to handle 5 cities. Let's jump down to verse 20. Another came saying, Master, behold your mina, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are an exacting man. You take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow. And then the master said to him, by your own words I will judge you. You are a worthless slave. And he said, if you know the kind of person you claim that I am, why did you not put my money in a bank that at least I will have collected it with interest? Is that okay? Now, I have read this to bring out a number of issues. Now, before I start teaching today, let me discipline myself a bit and answer the questions I said I would about the issue of borrowing. And we'll discuss that one a bit and how this thing applies to a civil servant, like we talked about earlier. Because last time I said I would answer the questions, I did not. And I forgot. So let me answer it now so that I probably would not, I'll try not to forget. So let me answer it now so that I will not be at risk of forgetting. So let me quickly answer the question, then I'll now read that. I'll refer to that scripture again. The matter of borrowing. Somebody asked last time. I said that, what is wrong with borrowing? All right? I have seen Christians make a doctrine out of borrowing. That is, it is wrong to borrow. Now, we're talking business matters now. Is that okay? All right. So, that issue of borrowing, we should handle it. They say it is wrong to borrow. And like Chukwubike and I were saying last time, you know the way they get the thing from? From the book of Romans, where it says that, owe no man what? Let's quickly read there. I think I should answer that one first. Yeah, Romans chapter 13. The quotation used most of the time is from verse 8, which says, owe no man anything but to love one another. Now, when you say that, people take it out of context and they tell you that it is wrong to borrow. I am not advising you to go and borrow, but let's handle the doctrinal matter first. Do you understand? Now, I read the New American Standard, which says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. But please, let us read it in context. It makes life easier for us. Is that okay? Now, let's start from verse 1. Verse 1 is good to start from. Romans 7:13. It says, let every person be in subjection, all right, to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Now, it said, verse 2, therefore he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. Now, let me just try and jump this one. It now talks about the function of rulers. Then he now went down to verse 5. Wherefore it is necessary to be in subjection, all right? Not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. He said, wherefore it is necessary to be obedient. That's what he was saying. Not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. He said, for because of this, you also pay what? Taxes, all right? For rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Now, verse 7 is where it's crucial. In verse 7, it said, this is a summary. Render all, to all what is due them. Please, I want everybody to repeat that after me. Render to all what is due them. Now, listen to this. It said, tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom honor, to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear, that is respect, is due. And honor to whom honor is due. Are you getting my point? What does it mean by that? If you go to a courtroom, as an example, and the judge is about to enter, how do we say it in Nigeria? Court, that is, Americans will tell you, the court is now in session, the Honorable Justice Ubong is sitting. As the man is about to enter, everybody rises. That is honor to whom honor is due. Do you understand my point? If they tell you that when you want to marry, the first day you come to see the girl's father, you come with 2 bottles of wine. Don't go and say, in our church, it's only Coke they drink. You never show up with 2 bottles of Coke. You're not ready to marry yet. Do you understand my point? Better go and marry your pastor's daughter. That's what I'm going to say. Please get my point. Except for things that are outrightly sinful. You know, Christians fight over something that, to me, unnecessary. To me, unnecessary. They say that you bring wine, what they want is brandy. They say, no, I don't believe in brandy. I'm not going to drink it. Look, they want to get drunk. That's their problem. They said, I can't enter until I give them brandy. I just go and buy it. Is that what they call brandy? Yes. Here is it. Papa, I want to marry your daughter. Interestingly, most of the men who receive those, they don't even drink themselves. It's just that it's custom. Look, we should be very careful. People say that. You know, that is how Satan will jump into your hand. The Satan that wants to jump into my hand, may confess. Now, bring us something here. That's what we're talking about. Custom to whom what? Custom is due. Let me not even emphasize all of these things. So God even gave a rule to the Jews, and I'm a Yoruba man, and it's very strong in our culture. Respect for elders. And just by the way, try and learn, it's a very good thing. You understand my point? You sit down, your elders enter the hall, and you want to greet them and say, good afternoon, sir. You're not well. You know what you should do? You should rise up and you bow. And it's scriptural. The Bible says that thou shalt rise before the aged and bow before the gray-headed. Are you getting my point? That is what is called respect, honor, custom. Are you getting the point I'm making here? But let me not even go into all those things in details. That's not the main thing we are saying. We're just trying to emphasize, we're trying to get this scripture in context. The next line now says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Now, this is what he was saying. He wasn't saying that, listen, nobody should borrow anything. If your elder enters and you sit down, cross your leg, like, can I help you? You are owing him respect. Are you getting the point I'm making? So when you say, owe no man nothing, right? Is it wrong to borrow? Why did Jesus borrow Peter's boat if it was wrong to borrow? Absolutely. He needed a boat, and he borrowed the boat. What was most important was that he was able to return the boat, and he returned the boat. And I'm going to talk about that. Because, then the other scripture Chukwuebuke referred to for me is that we had to clarify. So the Bible said that you shall lend and not borrow. I said that was not a commandment not to borrow. He was describing what? Prosperity. That is, you will so prosper that you will not need to borrow, but you will have the ability to lend to people who want to borrow. I hope you are getting this in context. Because I've seen Christians make dogmatic statements about it. That no, a Christian should never borrow. Now, having said, of course, we've clarified that it's not a dogmatic statement. It's a matter of wisdom. And the Bible will tell you that the borrower is a servant to whom? The lender. So you are careful before you put yourself, make yourself a servant of somebody. Now, there's a credit system that is used in Western countries If you don't understand it, no, you're likely to criticize it absolutely. Like Warren Buffett says, and I quoted him a number of times, what wise men do at the beginning, fools do at the end. The culture of credit, listen, was based on trust. Do you hear what I said? Was based on what? Trust. Or let me put it like this. The origin is that people trusted one another. And I'm going to emphasize that before I even discuss that. Christians, this is what marks out a Christian person. It's not that I don't borrow. It is that if need be, because we're talking in business now. Are you getting my point? If there is need to borrow, and I have to borrow, the thing that's most important to me is what? Paying back. I think that's what I need to talk about. In fact, I'm digressing now. I'm talking the matter of borrowing. This is not my message for this evening, but I shall sit there. Amen? Because, you know, you have all been around in life. I have been around people. My wife does some small business, marketing. I've talked to people who do business. And I find, and I want to give you instruction concerning this as a Christian. I have discovered that people don't like paying what they owe. And that I can't understand why. Hear this as an instruction. The Bible says the word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished, prepared for every good work. Therefore, I am instructing you with God's word. Listen to this. Whatever you owe, you must do what? Pay. He said, owe no man nothing. That one we're quoting. He was saying that when it is time to pay, do what? Show up with payment. I think it is an evil thing. One of the things you hear a lot, my wife hears it all the time. I've seen it a lot of times. People feel like when you are paying somebody you owe, it's when it's convenient. Hear this. I don't want to even bother myself proving it to you from scripture. Take it as one who understands the attributes and the righteousness of God. When you owe somebody, it is priority. One young woman was owing my wife money. Time to pay. He said, my child's birthday is coming up. Are you a fool? A child's birthday. My daughter has not had one birthday celebration till now. And it's not because I'm poor and I can't afford it. I'm just saying that it's not a crucially important thing. To pay somebody you are owing, you are saying because you have a child's birthday to celebrate. Are you crazy? One of my colleagues in the office said something which is so correct. Said that his landlord, people will come to him and say, please, I have problems. That's why I've not been able to pay you. And he says it's because you don't realize that your rent is a problem. You can't tell an American that you have problems. That's why you're not able to pay. He will kick you out of the house. That is their law. It's not like Nigeria, their law and this thing. It favors the tenant. There, it favors the landlord. You don't pay, he will kick you out. If you have been homeless for 2 days, you will know that paying your rent is what? A problem. And when you don't want to pay, you are a wicked person. You are taking advantage of somebody else's property. You ask yourself, which one is more important? For me to be homeless, or for my child to miss a few days in school, or even a whole term in school, or even a whole year in school? If he doesn't go to school, I'm not owing the teacher. I don't know. I hope you get the point. But if I'm living in this house, I'm owing the landlord. That is one thing we should learn as Christians. I worked in a place once. I told my boss, especially after my youth service in the clinic, I said, because what used to happen is that, you know, it's a hospital. Every business has support services around. For example, we had a lot of retainerships. Banks, you know, companies in which their staff will come, will take care of them. Sometimes these people need to have their eyes checked. Just simply refraction. And we can employ an optometrist and maintain a department for that in the hospital. So what he did was to kind of subcontract such things out to other people. So when staff come, okay, I don't see very well, I need to have my eyes checked, we just send them to one clinic nearby that runs optical services. Except that we never paid them. So they stopped receiving our patients. We need x-rays. Of course, we don't have to have our own x-ray machine. We sent to a nearby practice that has an x-ray department, except that we never paid them. So when I came, this was before I came to work there. When I started working there, I would be seeing patients. We need to do this and that. They would tell me, "Oga, we can't send them there. We're owing those people." So one day, I faced my MD during our a staff meeting. I said, "Sir, why don't you just pay these people?" You know what he told me? He said, people are owing us too. Listen to me, that's border dash, arrant nonsense. Somebody else is owing you, it doesn't concern me. This is what Christianity, that's what I'm talking about, spiritual, economic, empowerment, and development strategies. These are the things that people do that God does not think it's nice, necessary to bless them. Somebody else is owing you, it doesn't matter. You pay the one you are owing and let God fight your battle for you. Did he contract? I mean, you have a contract with A to do this. You have another contract with B. A and B never spoke to themselves. They spoke only to you. These are things that people do. These are the wrong things that inject a wrong spirit into our businesses. I remember then when I was in Lagos once, one of my seniors in university, then he was doing some locum just to keep body and soul together when he was doing a posting in Lagos. So one day he said he had to go for a meeting. He said whether I could cover for him. And I got out of clinical practice long ago. I mean, I'm a pathologist. Once I settled into my program, I got out of clinical practice. So the first time he asked me, I said, no, I have a friend who likes clinical practice. Let him do it for you. Next time he came, asked me, if I was his brother, I came to ask him. He begged that this guy is desperate, he needs to travel. Somebody has to cover the clinic for him. I remember I told one of my friends, please cover. The guy said, this was quite some time ago, 3 hours of clinical work, the fee was 250 naira. This was in 1995. So I said, Femo, I beg now. I asked to help this guy. I really don't want to go. All right? So take the deal now. 3 hours and 250 bucks. I remember that day, my friend, he's a neurosurgeon now in Luth. He said, Banky, give me 150 naira now and I'll do it. Now, the brokerage, you know what I'm going to say? Guys were just broke. He said, she is 250. I said, yes. He said, give me 150 now, and I swear to you, I will do it. I didn't have 150. Cut a long story short. I knew I had to go. Because the guy, the idea is that he will pay you after, you know? So just before I left, I saw one of my house officers. This thing, so that was the guy's name. I said, oh boy, I beg. Walk day. Okay, where is it? I described the place. I just, you know, told him where to go. I didn't even know the place myself. Just given the description I was given. So he went, covered the thing for 250 bucks. Now listen to this. The man who I covered, now you know it was not my locum. It was not my own job. I was trying to help somebody. The man who I did it for, the following week he come, Banky, sorry, the man has not paid. And I'll look at him and say, what's my business with who paid and who did not pay? He did not even know initially that I was the one that went. I just kept quiet. He came the following week, and sorry, that thing, that man has not yet paid. Listen, I didn't have money. As soon as I was paid my salary, I took 250 naira, called the young man who I sent. I said, here's your money. Thank you very much for the assistance. And he thanked me, collected the money, and left. This guy, I will see him the next week. The man has not paid. You know, I never told him anything. I never got the money till yesterday. That's 95 to 2009. How many years? 14 years. Of course, you know, I can't. The money has been written of, you know, it's been forgotten. But why I told the story is that the guy who covered for me never knew I never got paid. See, it's not his business. I didn't give him a deal that when we get paid, there was no clause like that. So I took money from my pocket, paid the man, the young man who went for me. I didn't want to go. And my friend, who was my senior, who earned more than me, kept on telling me stories of the man has not yet paid. Listen, what marks out a righteous person is that he settles his debts. It's not that I never owe money. Let me tell you the truth. If you work for me from January 1st to January 31st, all right? 31st, I'm supposed to say to you, on the 30th, you know, I'm owing you 30 days wages. But it's not yet due. What I mean is I'm already owing. The day you start saying this man is owing me is when he crosses 31st and I don't give him money. By 14th of January, I'm already owing you 2 weeks. Do you follow what I'm saying? So I cannot be morally say, I can't morally now say that I can never borrow. I've already borrowed. For not paying you for 2 weeks, I have borrowed for 2 weeks. For not paying for 4 weeks, I borrowed for 4 weeks. It's when the 4 weeks is now over, when it is now legitimately right to pay you your money, I don't, that sin sets in. And I can prove that for you from the scriptures. James said it, the wage, number one, God gave a commandment to the Israelites. Any man who works for you, his money must not sleep with you overnight. Then people worked for daily pay. Daily pay. Alright? In America, you work for weekly pay. In Nigeria, we work for what? Monthly pay. In effect, pay people their monies promptly. That's what we are saying, in effect. I worked in a place once, and it was time to pay salaries. I remember very well. Things were rough, all right? Things were rough. But I just thought that my guy was just indisciplined, all right? It was just bad discipline. I'm telling these stories to instruct you on what not to do. Is that okay? Talking about let's not owe. Listen. That day, let me give you facts. We were two doctors that worked for this man. We were being paid 6,000 naira a month. Forget the details of who worked when, but both of us, that was about our pay, all right? And there were people then at that time, amongst the staff, the cleaners, you know, some of those people who earned, this was years ago, 600 naira in a month. Even then, that was wicked pay. I thought that was wicked. All right? Now, this was I told you that was around 90, this was 95. Now, with this 600 naira a month salary, some 800, 900, that kind of thing, 2 months passed and were not paid. One day I called our accountant. I said, I'm a young man. I live with my cousin. You haven't paid me salary. You see, I still drive car to this place. I borrow car to come to work. So I'm not desperately in need. I know that doctor too. We're young. This was immediately post NYC. We need our money, but we can wait. I said, all this 1,000 naira, 800 naira, 600 naira that you are owing, everything put together, I'm not sure say it past 20,000. I say, I beg, talk to MD. Walk across the bank and borrow 20,000 naira. I said, I'm telling you, don't pay me. Don't pay my colleague. We are the ones that earn heavy relative to everybody. I said, but please, these people that you are paying 600 naira, 800 naira, 1,000 naira, please, I beg you, borrow money and pay them. Boost their morale. I remember the man's name, Mr. Dureke. Dureke said, Doc, what you said is true, it's true. I should discuss with MD. He walked into MD's office. I'll give you all the facts so that you get the point. Christians sometimes can be very, 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 very silly. He went to Winner's Chapel, which I also went to, even if not physically. You have heard me long enough to know that one of the men I respect the most, who blessed me the most in life, is Bishop David Oyedepo. And Bishop will say, I will never borrow, I will never beg, and these are good things. Do you understand my point? But I have a tape, I can play it for you, in which Bishop said he made a vow to some young men that he will roof their building for them. And the day they came to collect the money, he didn't have. So he called a friend and borrowed the money to give to them. So let's take things in context. As in, I will never borrow. The man, you know, the man knows what he's saying when he says that. I have the tape. If I don't have it now, I used to have it, and I listened to him almost 100 times. The Gospel of Abundance. That's the title of that message. They asked my MD, he said, no, I will never borrow. If we are not borrowing, we're not going to borrow. I told him, so when I saw Mr. Dureke next, our accountant, I said, how did he go? He said, Oga said he's not going to borrow. I said, but he has already borrowed. What are you saying? He has already borrowed 2 months salary. You didn't pay people any 1,000 naira, 600 naira. You have already borrowed. What doctrine are you bragging on? I will never borrow. You have borrowed. You have borrowed. What are you telling me? You are sitting in the midst of debt. I have given you something because these are young people. No, you don't get what I'm saying. I was an immediate post-NYSC doctor. I was earning 6,000. People were going home with 600 naira. And and on top of that, you owe them for 2 months, and you are telling me you will never borrow. Are you? Jesus Christ, I will punch somebody.